What's good? It's another episode of Lost in Translation. The way Boris likes to say it, it's lit right now. And we got to do a disclaimer before we start this podcast. This is a podcast we like to do for fun. It's nothing serious. It's all jokes. It's all funny. So for people like to get easily offended out there and all cancel culture motherfuckers out there, you know, we clowning. We're not making fun of immigrants or accents, but we are making fun of immigrants and accents on this show because we make fun of everything.
We've been doing that for years.
So Boris is a part of the, you know, we're all a joke here.
Remember back in the days, how was my English? It was very bad.
I didn't even introduce you yet. You just started talking.
Oh,
you just
don't give a fuck. I'm sorry.
So my name for this podcast is DJ Dank.
DJ
Dank. This is DJ EFN.
AKA Smoke Chance.
With my co-host, Boris, a.k.a. Beats in the Hood, a.k.a. Baraka Slim.
What it do, bro?
What up, Boris?
Chilling, brother, you know.
And who do we have here today with us, Boris?
Dominicans and Haitians. We got my dog.
Oh, shit, I didn't even realize the island has
Same
been
island,
united.
Right.
And we got another Haitian here, too.
Hispaniola. Hispaniola.
Yeah.
Socrates and the brother Winnick, you know what I'm saying?
Together, you guys are one island.
We got
one love. We actually represent the same side. If you look at the map, you have Dominican Republic on that side of the map.
It's right. One love, brother. It's all the same. It's all the same.
So we got Socrates the Great of our other show, Beer Fest Fridays.
Yes, sir.
And we got Winnick, a.k.a. Do you have an AKA? You still Lil Rock?
Yeah, Lil Rock.
I like to call him Winnickin the Dominican.
That goes back more than 20, 30 years. So, you know, that's his thing. You know?
And Winnick just launched his own podcast. What's your podcast called?
Well, you know, we launched the Shepherd's Den, you know, podcast. We speak about, you know, real times, what's going on in society. You know, we talking about, you know, hardships.
Oh, it's just like us right now.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, now I'm playing.
I mean, it's a little different right here. It's a little different. But, you know, we try to get into it.
So just so anybody that's first time listener, I mean, this is probably like our fourth episode, right?
This will be a fourth,
we're very exclusive. Release like once every quarter.
Shout out to all my friends that keep asking me for more.
And they ask you in Spanish. Say it in Spanish how they ask you.
Quieren más. I'm talking, I'm Peruvian, but I'm Cuban.
My English is not very good looking.
No. I'm Peruvian, but my Peruvian accent has been gone because I've been raised with Cubans. So I'm Cuban, B, because my name is Boris,
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I like how you put it together.
I'm just saying, bro.
Yeah, something out of nothing.
Dominicans, bro, all types of fucking cultures.
It's great, man.
Let's get to the meat and potatoes of what this podcast is about. So basically what it is, it started because Boris, he's not really into like politics,
none
into social issues, into anything that's going on in the world. He's just into his blunt and making music.
Nah, and I'm in reality. I'm in the streets.
He's in reality, but his reality is una visión.
Hey, listen, people are watching TV at home. Okay, that's fine. I'm watching it outside, brother.
Your TV's outside.
No,
That's ill. Nah, your TV's the world.
Well, yeah, you know,
the streets is watching, but you're watching the streets.
I'm watching it.
So what you watching?
I'm out there, brother. I'm La Pata, Little Havana. I'm everywhere, bro.
What you seeing out there? Tell us.
Hold on. Before you dive into it, I just want to semi-explain. So we talking, you know, we talking politics, social, and, you know, we getting Boris's take on it. Of course, the joke is that Boris often doesn't really have a take on things. So, you know what I'm saying? But I think that through this conversation, True. People who don't give a fuck could laugh and maybe learn some shit. And Boris, don't get it twisted. He teaches me some shit, too. You know what I'm saying? Right. There's shit I don't know.
He's out there. He's in the streets.
He's
man.
In the streets. He's watching the streets.
He's in real time.
Yeah. He's the one that told me that rat took
time.
That pizza in the subway.
I don't got time to watch TV, bro.
So since you're out in the streets, what's going on Bird Road?
On Bird Road?
Yeah, Bird Road.
Are there a lot of birds over there?
It's a lot of birds, right.
You watching the streets. What's going on?
Kendall, my brother, you had like a shirt saying,
give
us
street.
What's going on? Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Kendall's my hometown, brother. What you mean?
Get, I don't know, man. Get us informed what's going on out there, bro. You like in real time, you said.
What do you want me to tell you? Ask me.
Well, social, what's going on? How people
what's going
feel?
On? What? So what do you want me to tell you?
How's that pandemic? Yeah, the pandemic, all that shit.
Oh, shit is getting fucked up.
What you mean fucked up?
Because people are fucking out there with no mask.
That shit's blazing hip hop and R&B, right?
Hey, man. It is what it is. I don't hang with too many people besides you guys and then maybe a couple friends, and that's it, bro.
And you already had it, right?
Huh?
You had it already.
Of course.
Oh, damn. So you good.
But I had no symptoms at all. I was that guy.
Yo, but you didn't wear a condom, bro?
What?
You didn't wear a condom?
With who?
Because you got it.
No, he's talking about the COVID-19, brother. Oh. Hell no, I'm not with that
Nah,
shit.
Boris is ready for that COVID-20.
No COVID-20 at all.
No, that's COVID-2021.
Okay.
Hey, man, you know? We're blessed.
So what else is going on, man?
Boris, we were talking before we started recording.
Let the co-host talk.
That you didn't. That's all good. It's
what
all
you saying, man?
Relax.
What you saying, man?
Let us talk and then you jump in.
He's not a good host.
I'm sorry.
It's a free country. Be nice to our host, bro.
They're my brothers.
It's a free country, bro.
You guys don't know how to make those questions.
This is a free country.
Let the man
It's a free country. It's a free country,
of course. That's why I'm not voting.
Go ahead, Eric.
You only take one question at a time.
You hear what
I said? So that's what we were talking. Hold on. Let's just bring everybody up to speed again. Before we start recording, we were talking, which I've been a little bit upset with Boris about this.
Yes, I'm sorry.
He recently got his citizenship in the United States.
It's already been three years.
That's recent, really.
I could have done that years ago, but I was lazy.
It doesn't matter. It's still recent, bro. In your lifetime, it's recent.
I came in this country.
I'm saying in his lifetime of being living here, that's recent.
In a plane,
my brother. Yeah, with papers. I wasn't
No, say it.
Immigrant, like, with no papers.
No, you are an immigrant.
I am.
With papers.
You say.
So you didn't have a coyote me bring you here?
What?
A coyote or coyote or whatever?
I don't know what that is.
The people bring. They bring the people across the Mexican border.
Illegal aliens. What you saying, my brother?
Hell no, brother.
No. Okay.
Taco. What you came in here with? So did you come here legally?
Legal, brother. No. My father won the lottery of visa, so I already won the lottery.
That's a quote in itself, right there.
So the lottery.
In Cuba, they have that too. Even in communist Cuba, they had the lottery.
They don't have that no more. They already cut that down.
Yeah, look, he knows more. See, he taught me something about Cuba, if that's true. I got to check.
They have it in most countries. It's like the United States giving out visas.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's say they might go to a country and say, like, you know what? You guys are going to get 2,000 visas, but you have to, like, sign up. And then we'll have like a raffle, kind of like a raffle kind of shit.
No, you put your name in, and it's like a random.
Lucky, you get the
I wasn't even in my dreams coming to the U.S.
Yo, can I ask you a question?
Bro, you were a fucking sperm. How old were you when you came?
What do you mean, bro?
How old were you?
I was turning 11. I've always been that little kid that was always leave the house and be in the streets. I've always been a street guy.
What does that have to do with anything we're talking about?
I'm just trying to tell you. I was hustling in the streets?
I was already a grown ass when I was a little kid.
You was a grown ass little kid? I always hang around.
Yo, he's always been a grown ass little kid.
Yeah, man.
He had his visa on him when he ran the streets back then.
No, I didn't have shit.
Oh, you didn't have a MasterCard?
I didn't have none of that shit. I come from a poor
place. Yo, but so you got a visa.
Yeah.
So what about the people that get MasterCard?
American Express. Don't leave home without it.
Come on, brother. I got a visa and a MasterCard.
Don't leave the country without
it. So you got all those things. You good.
No, but I'm talking about
you go to any country now.
I got a question. You got Social Security, my brother?
Of course.
Yeah, that's what you get when you become a citizen.
I got a question.
Well, you get that when you get a visa.
I had it with my resident.
Do you work and you pay taxes?
Of course.
So I got a question.
Do you file income tax every year?
Yes.
Okay.
I got a question.
I don't own the IRS shit.
You don't own?
You own the IRS?
I don't own them, nothing, because I actually have to. Oh, God damn you guys.
The IRS. You don't own the Irish shit.
The Irish mafia.
Hold on, what you say? The IRS?
You got an Irish bookie?
The Irish.
You figure it out, brother. So what I'm saying is.
Go ahead.
It is what it is.
You pay taxes, that's good.
All right, chill out. Chill out with this chaos. Let me have a conversation with my brother Boris.
Go ahead.
So Boris, you 3 years ago, you became a citizen.
Yes,
which,
sir.
Congratulations on that again.
Thank you.
But you failed to register. Espera, loco. So you failed to register to vote.
I'm sorry, bro.
Sorry for what?
So that means that you became a citizen to not exercise the rights of a citizen.
That's a fact. But yeah, man, I mean,
shit happens, you know.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you, but I'm not voting for none of those guys.
Well, you're not registered, so you can't vote.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So but, who, if you were able to vote, who would you vote for?
Damn, it's a tough one, bro.
It shouldn't be.
It is.
From my point of view, it shouldn't be. You have every right to vote for whoever the fuck you want.
Listen, next year when I do it, I'm gonna put Obama.
Next year, there's no fucking presidential election.
Next 4 years, whatever. Whenever we do that again,
you can't put Obama, bro. He did 2 terms. He's done.
He's done. He can't.
Okay, but I don't want to vote for me.
So if you like Obama so much, it should be Biden.
Right, because he was the vice.
Guy, relax, buddy. You fucking up the punchline.
Sorry.
You see, brother, come on.
I apologize, guys. Let me have a drip.
Damn. Say that one more time, because this guy.
Who is Biden?
Huh?
Who is Biden?
That guy that wants to be our president.
But what? Who was he before that?
What do you mean? The what?
Who was he before that?
Oh, definitely no idea. Explain it to me. I don't know.
You
who
said you like Obama, right?
Right.
He was Obama's vice president.
Oh, wow.
You're saying you like Obama and you say fuck that guy, but he was Obama's vice president.
Yo, but you know what's crazy? My mom went to vote and I asked her. She's like, I'm not going to tell you, but.
It's not very good looking.
It's not very good looking.
She voted for Trump? A lot of older Latinos.
When she knows, I like that nigga.
God, I thought you said you didn't care.
I mean, I don't, but he's a fucking idiot.
Yo, are you blood or crip? Which one are you, bro?
He's both.
Everybody killer?
I mean, I have bloods and yeah, they both. I don't know. I have friends from both sides, so I don't, you know, I'm in the middle, like, what
you're,
the fuck?
You're a Latin queen.
He's neutral.
Come on, bro. Like, hey, this guy, bro.
Man.
So she tells you like why she voted for that person?
I don't know.
Nah, she didn't want to tell me why, but she
Definitely voted for Trump.
Yeah.
Damn. So I'm like, she's wilding out,
so
bro.
So my mom did that. I'm like, damn, I have to do that? Follow the same.
You don't have to do anything. You're your own man, bro. Yeah,
I feel you, but
what?
Don't you think like if your mom votes for Trump, let's just say, don't you think there's gotta be a reason why she voted for
him. I know the reason why at least Cubans, older Cubans, because they've been targeted to believe that Biden is a communist and socialism and all this stuff. And they all come from the countries. So I understand the psychology behind it. Do I think that they should easily be tricked into believing that? No, but they lived that. We didn't live that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
it's a different time. Yeah.
Look, and maybe you can. What's your name? Sorry? And you know, Ed, is you from New York, you said, right? And I'm from New York, too. I mean, I was raised in New York.
Do you want to tell him your sign?
Later, bro. Later. I don't know. I'm amazed. I'm surprised. I'm scared the way.
You don't want to add another adjective in there?
Yeah, man. It's like, yeah, I got to add all this shit. Because, like, the way they do political commercials. And in here in Miami in Florida, like the attacks and the lies that they actually put in commercials and all that stuff.
Why are you just putting it on Florida? I'm sure it's everywhere right now.
No. Like in New York, you don't see it as much. Like I see
you haven't been in New York this cycle.
No, look. But the thing is that like here and talking about the whole idea that they tend to believe that.
You think they're not attacking AOC in New York? Crazy, I'm sure, bro.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. But what I'm saying is that like how they use the idea of communism, of dictatorship, and it's going to be like the same as your country if you vote for this guy, which is like a whole bunch of lies. And you just see like 24/7 in the news and on here and there. And I'm like, yo, man, this is like.
It works. They do it because it works.
I know.
That's all. The thing is that like, there's trigger words for, especially people coming. Like, we have a huge population. First of all, Cubans. The Cubans run the political landscape out here. You know what I'm saying? Then you have the Venezuelans. You have Nicaraguans. A lot of these three main groups. They have a history with socialism. That haunts them, so they just need to hear those words, communist, socialism, and that's
like,
it.
They stay away.
That's all they need, hear, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they're not even thinking about the Trump talking about women or Trump talking about racial issues. They just need to know Trump is going to protect them from socialism or communism.
Correct.
and that's what Biden in that camp is, and then that's all they need to hear.
And then they hear the word, and then you ask people, like I have, you know, people around my community, around my work, and when they say that word, oh, that he's socialist, that Biden is socialist, I'm like, okay, why is he socialist? And they cannot
answer. No, they're not saying Biden is. They're saying that the party, the Democratic Party has a wing that's socialist. What the Democratic Party has failed to do is explain why there could be socialism, which there already is, in a democracy and a capitalism. They failed to explain to the people that Social Security is socialism. You know what I'm saying? Food stamps is socialism. Like, you know, getting government loans in a certain way is socialism.
The stimulus package is socialism. And if a hurricane comes around,
so the Democrats are asses. It's socialism. They're idiots. They don't know how to explain that. They're exactly. Very bad at messaging.
If you get into an accident, you have money and you gotta, you know, pay your hospital bill, and the government actually helps you out. That's socialism.
But the Republicans are amazing at messaging, and they know how to push your buttons and scare you, or just tell you what you need to hear, what you want to hear, which is, you know, no big government. We're not going to tell you what to do. You know, more money in your pocket, less taxes and all that crap. And, you know, and it's like the simple way of thinking.
I'm still waiting for my check.
Bro, if you didn't get your checks, you fucked up, bro.
What do you mean I fucked up?
You know why you didn't get your check? Because you didn't file taxes, bro.
I filed my taxes every year, my brother. There's 9 million people that haven't received their checks yet, bro.
Oh, you know those stats. This guy knows. This guy knows those stats.
I'm just saying, brother.
Now you know why you
didn't
get your check.
Huh?
Now you know why you didn't get your check.
Why?
9 million people that didn't get that motherfucker.
You know what?
Obviously, bro.
Somebody else might have got your check. I don't want to listen. First of all, we gotta remember this podcast is meant to be a little bit more humorous than serious.
Hold on. People that make money, way more money than me, got that shit.
Well, this is what I'm trying
to. And the niggas that actually need that shit don't get it. Come on, brother. What are we talking about?
Relax, my ninja. Listen. So
socialism.
No, bro.
No, they've been racist.
No, maybe your check was cash because our homegirl, I'm not gonna name her name.
Right.
She got a bill for an SBA loan that came in under her name. Someone got $14K under her name from the government over this whole COVID, you know, all the funding, all the stimulus stuff. Someone got $14K, and then she got a bill. So someone might have cashed your check, buddy.
You never know.
I haven't gotten a bill, though.
Bro.
You should contact the IRS.
I did.
And it was her name.
I already sent some paperwork that they asked me to fill in. I already did math things. And nothing.
But you can't because those guys, they're archaic in their infrastructure. Like, IRS, they send you letters. You can't even fucking email them seriously. Like,
no, but they're saying maybe next year on the taxes. No, but
they'll tell you something.
Bro, by the time that, it's the next one, you mean.
Yeah, but you'll get that. The people that haven't gotten it, they'll get it. That
bro, it's pretty foul that you didn't get that check.
That's what I'm saying. But it's all good. I mean, I'm not struggling.
You said you wanted to vote for the dude now.
Right.
But you didn't get your check from the dude now.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I didn't vote.
Oh, my God, bro.
So if you would have given you're ridiculous.
No, listen, even if I would have been registered already right now, let's just say I'm registered. I'm registered, right?
Are you registered for a baby shower, bro?
No, man. All right, whatever. You get the point. Registered. And yeah, my vote is blank.
Your who?
My vote.
Why?
Because, like I said,
I thought we just went over this. You said you would put in Obama, and I just told you
Obama, you know.
Oh, you don't want Obama's homie?
No, Obama, not the homies.
At the Biden.
Listen, not for nothing, Boris. You gotta make decisive decisions in this world, bro.
I asked all the people, Boris, and they're saying I don't.
Fuck other people, bro. What is you?
I got a question. If you were registered right now, right? Who would you vote for? Like real talk, you got
Kanye West.
You got
Trump. Fucking yeah, it is what it is, bro.
Trump and Kanye, because you know Kanye is his vice president.
No, it's not. But I know I heard something about they were gonna pay
producers more money
or something. Yeah, I heard he wants to make that change. So I was like, you know what?
Okay. Y'all keep talking. I'm a piss.
I like that. You know, I was like, okay.
You know, no, this round if Trump becomes president, he's gonna hire Mr. Rogers' neighborhood to watch over the neighborhoods.
Okay, that's the neighborhoods. Maybe in your neighborhood. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Black candles is gonna be.
All right, we here. What do you want me to do?
So, Mr. Rogers from the.
So you want that to happen?
You want all that to happen?
What's
right?
gonna happen?
You want
Trump and Mr. Rogers in the neighborhood?
Do you want that to happen?
It's going to happen no matter what.
Bro.
It's going to happen, bro.
The president that is now in power is the one trying to do this.
Right.
So,
I think Trump is going to be president for another 4 years. I'm sorry to break it down to you.
Why?
Because he's an idiot. He's dumb. And that's why we're talking about him right now.
And this is why you're voting for him, though.
Huh?
Are you voting for him because he's an idiot? Because he's dumb?
Nah, not because of that. Because he's a good businessman. And
if you don't vote against him,
this country is a business country.
Listen.
Everything is a business here.
In a way, he's right. It's a business country.
It's a business country, bro.
But the thing is,
everything is a business here, bro. What we're doing right now, everything is a fucking business. So Trump is a good business guy. He's a fucking idiot when it comes to other shit.
He's not a businessman. He's not.
Yeah, he is.
He's a lie, bro.
Brother, he got fucking Trump Towers over here.
Doesn't mean anything, bro.
All right.
Hey, let's move on. Let's move on because we're stuck in this. So, Boris, next question for you, buddy. What do you think about the Proud Boys?
I don't know about that. Explain that to me, please.
You don't know about the Proud Boys?
Proud Boys?
Proud.
No, I never heard of
that. Bro, you don't watch no news at all?
At all,
I know that's the premise of this show, but shit, man.
I'm sorry, bro. I don't have time to watch TV.
So the Proud Boys event...
I don't even have a TV in my room.
Okay. Essentially, the Proud Boys is a group of dudes that supposedly... Around
I'm gonna get real. I sold my TV because
around the Trump presidency, they decided to. It's like they organize and they're really pro America. I mean, they're leaning white nationalist. Do you know what white nationalist is?
I know what white is. But the other part, I'm trying to figure it out.
Do you know who the Klan is?
Oh damn,
the Klan. This guy, bro.
Do you know who the Klan is?
No, I don't.
The KKK?
Oh, those guys?
Who are they?
With the hoodie, with the pointy hoodies on?
You thought
Wu-Tang
Klan?
Nah, man. That's White Man Klan or whatever.
White Man Klan. White Man Klan is nothing to mess with.
Right.
You got a rap group, huh?
Explain to him who the Proud Boys are. I can't do this.
Man, well, who's the Proud Boys? I know you're proud, but you talk to me.
Unless you don't know it, I gotta explain it to you.
I mean, I know it's some racist mother suckers.
Oh, those guys?
Yeah, those guys. Those guys that Trump, remember Trump, he quoted on TV, he said,
wow, bro. Stand up, all those guys are like with Trump signs.
Right, but we gotta.
I consider them a militia group. I could be wrong.
No, I don't think they're a militia group necessarily.
By the Gavin McGinnis,
the guy from Vice. Ooh. This is the thing. It's actually not a very like straightforward, from what I know, and I'm not an expert on the Proud Boys. It's a very loose affiliation, like a club that's sprung up all over the world actually, and it's just a bunch of like macho dudes, mostly white dudes, but it's mixed. Like the dude that's like the vice president or something, and he's from Miami. He's an Afro-Cuban dude. It's a black Cuban dude. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And if you see videos on Vice, they've shown like these people get together. You see black folks, Spanish folk, white folks. You see them all.
No, but you see
what's the purpose?
They're just like hyper macho pro America shit.
And who was those guys?
They were all white.
Yeah, no. They're there. They support Trump. They definitely support
and
Trump.
Who are the guys that all came out all with guns and shit, wearing all black?
G.I. Joe, bro.
Guy, come on. Who are those guys?
Real American
heroes. I saw a little bit of
not Antifa. I don't think that's who he's talking about.
Yeah. They're the only people that are out
in
there.
In camouflage? They usually are wearing like...
They're wearing all black.
No, I think he's thinking about the new Black Panthers.
The big guns, ARs, they had all kinds of shit.
I mean, the thing is, there's so many groups now. There's groups on the...
They ready.
The crazy shit is that there's groups on the left and there's groups on the right.
Right.
And they're both radicalized. And the problem is that... And this, again, I want us to be more funny with you, but we're getting serious. There's outside forces that... are enemies to the United States in general, and they are helping to fucking make people hate each other. And then they're sowing more division, and then they're probably amping these groups up to be like, feeding them whatever they want. Like, for example, like recently there's supposedly been emails going to people who are leaning towards voting for Biden saying, you better vote for Trump, or threatening them. You better. And supposedly those emails have been coming from Iran.
Cyberbullying.
No, but it's been a cyber attack from Iran. And backed by Russia and Iran together. That's what the news is saying. The problem is we can't believe anything anymore.
Right.
Like, even the thing is that you might have a political view, so whatever the news is feeding you, that as long as it feeds into your political view, you believe it.
You're okay with it, yeah.
And that's the problem that's the world we live in that's fucked up right now.
I mean, what's the problem with us realizing that maybe some of this bullshit is coming from inside our own? people. You know what I mean?
It's like?
Their own government.
Oh, bro, you know, now you're going to Illuminati shit?
No, I'm not getting that deep. I don't want to take it there, but I'm just saying, like, let's just be open. Like, what are you saying? Like, you don't think our own government can start these things and fund these type of groups and have these protests and hire people to come into these protests and start riots? Like,
no, no, it's all, the thing is, it's all,
it can't always be
it's all plausible. It's all very, very possible.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's too many theories, too many ideas, too many things that sound like, yes, that could happen, and no facts. No concrete facts that you see it yourself.
It just can't just be the word or the conversation just can't be it's coming from the outsiders. You know, the Iran, the Russia.
Well, no, that's something recent.
Right here from home. You know
no, no, but actually that coming is actually, I don't want to say it's refreshing, but it's easy. No, it's easy for someone to say it's Trump's team doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like for example, CNN is very anti-Trump, and they're the ones going. They're the ones that I've seen the reporting from. It's easier for them to say these emails are coming from the Trump campaign, but to report that it's coming from Iran is showing an existential threat.
It sounds like better news. That's what.
No, it's not better news. I believe it's legit because if I'm an enemy of the United States, I don't need to really go to war with you. I just make you guys go to war with each other by sending you some Facebook ads and sending some emails. And you guys are so dumb because you've been high off the Kardashians and fucking whatever other dumb music you've been listening to. And it's easy to fuck you guys up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I agree with that.
We're the ones that have been dumbing ourselves down. So it's easy if you just throw something that sounds intelligent at us. Okay, that's what it is. And then, you know, boom, we're fucked.
So I'm just saying, like, so you believe more? That's more coming from the outsiders.
I would just say, look, this is the thing: the U.S., the CIA has done this for decades and centuries.
60s, 40s, 50s.
So these governments
doing the same thing we did,
right?
Their
job. Now they got money. Now they got the expertise. Now they
for example, we did it to Iran. We did it to Iran. Iran's been dying to get us back for what happened to them.
Wow, that's crazy.
And then we just killed their homie. You know that Trump killed their homie.
Yeah.
The thing is, to them, is it doesn't matter whether Trump or Biden is president. It's whether our country's in turmoil that they're happy about. Because while we're fighting each other, we can't focus on the international scene. You know.
So you think the Russian probe was all set up?
Yeah. Of course.
A lot of this.
Yeah,
they're
dude.
So you think we're safe with that guy?
Who?
Okay.
Trumpito?
No, not Trump. The other guy.
Biden?
Staying with him?
Biden?
No, I'm saying like if he, let's just say he becomes a
Biden.
President.
Talking about Biden.
Are we safe with him, or you think he's gonna?
Look, I'm gonna give you my opinion on the presidency. I don't like Trump.
Damn.
I don't like any politician.
Right.
But I'm actually, this is my opinion.
Right,
this is not a very popular opinion either. I would rather preserve the status quo and bring back some normalcy to the presidency and stop all that fucking rhetoric that divides us and then work from that point, you know, trying to make things better. Do I think Biden's going to fucking fix our problems? Hell no, dude. Yeah,
right.
I said, nah, bro.
Right.
But I'd rather bring some normalcy to the presidency and some decency back. At least, even if he's not decent, the pretending of being decent.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And let's go from there and work from that point on. In a sense, you know what? We got to say to ourselves, maybe, I always said once, if Trump won before, I said, if he wins, fuck it. We throw a Molotov cocktail in the system.
Happened,
He did it, but now get out, you know?
Right.
Get out of there, bro.
Like Chappelle said, give him a chance. We did it.
We gave him a chance.
It feels like he wants to be in control of the country for
look,
the.
Like,
he thinks it's a kingdom, bro. He thinks it's a kingdom.
My take all of this, and that's, you know, when he won.
Your intake? Myself. You're intaking it?
Yeah, my brother. I tried to. It's like that beer that you were drinking, that was seesawing all that bullshit.
Like,
watermelon.
Mango.
It was hard to actually swallow.
That's what she said.
I don't know about that, bro.
Right.
I'm not going to even get that person. But, but you know.
Girls like that.
We.
Jesus, Boris.
Okay. We live in.
You can
a
check out Boris's OnlyFans page. What is it, Boris?
Boris.com.
Yeah, hell no, brother. Check my fucking Lost in Translation.
Check my shit, my say.
Lost in Translation.
But yeah, the bottom line is that, you know what? Like, sometimes, you know, what
you'd
I'm trying
surprised,
to say is this,
brother. You'd
that
be surprised.
I believe in democracy. You believe in democracy. Most of the people here believe in democracy. And most people in the United States believe in democracy.
Right.
And he was elected. And supposedly the majority through the Electoral College said that he's the president, so we need to support him, right? Because the Founding Fathers, if you go back to history, you know, the Founding Fathers, even though they had differences between each other, they used to say...
And they were a bunch of racists.
Well, yeah, besides that, but slave making owners. the system that we have now.
Right.
Definitely, bro. Slave holding all that bullshit. But they used to say, look.
And boys, they grew hemp.
They do. Even, wow. I think George Washington did also. Yeah.
I can't wait for Florida to be legalized. Shit's going to be real.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in a second. But let me just finish my turn of thought. But you know what? We give them the opportunity. Mm-hmm. All right, because the funding father said, look, man, even if I think this way and he has another idea, we are all of us are looking for the best for our nation, believe it or not. You know, right. In his point of view, even though I disagree with what he's saying.
Who's he again that you're saying? Biden?
No. I'm talking about, in general, the founding fathers. When they were actually in the Constitution.
Juan Miguel.
In the Constitution.
Don Juan.
Jerry.
John Adams.
So... You know what? Most people believe, look, Jerry Falco. Let's give him a chance. Like you just said, let's give him a chance. Let's see what happens. But we gave him a chance.
No, he said that.
I said,
I know he's going to throw the Molotov cocktail
right,
in there.
Right.
Do it, brother. And now, you know, expose the, look, I understand the idea of I rather deal with the evil that shows itself.
Same here.
So he was that, and he exposed racism to show itself, its ugly face
exactly.
out, which I think is good.
Let them show themselves. That's one of the best things he did.
Now
that he has allowed those people that are hiding
right.
to come out and say, I'm a racist. So now
they're not saying that.
No,
they're saying
it. Now we know who is.
No one says I'm a racist.
Yo, man,
come on, man.
We are intelligent to know that who is and who's not.
Yo, but now you know,
relax, Mama Juana. Let him talk, Mama Juana.
You know, we're all racist.
Hold on.
You know, right? Latino, all racist.
No, but now that's one of the good things about Trump, that he allowed to have those people exposed. Those people that actually were hiding and not saying that they were racist.
See, I agree with that.
He emboldened them. He emboldened them.
We know who they are.
I think that's one thing that Trump did do. He exposed that whole culture.
And how broken our system is. Because our system was easily taken advantage by him and...
To everybody else.
And also on top of that, he also exposed how dumb these billionaires really are. You know what I mean? Like, they may have a lot of money, but the common
folk... Just billionaires?
I mean, he supports the billionaires.
And the common folk.
I mean, more so
to allow him to be president.
I'm talking about people that have money, because
this is what I thought was crazy.
As smart as the common.
This is what I thought was crazy. Middle America, you know, lower middle class, lower, you know, low income people, middle class, white America. They looked at him like he's one of us, and I'm like, when in our history has someone like Trump been one of y'all? If anything, remember all the movies that would depict a city boy going to the country and they would clown him and, you're not one of us. All of a sudden, he became one of y'all?
Maybe so, but through the magic of Hollywood, right? Through the magic of TV, right? Seeing him on Apprentice.
Right, no. He became a friend through reality TV.
Right. Yeah. I mean, in the business world back in the 80s, that was a whole different world. Unless you was into business, you were new of Trump.
Right, we were all wanted to be Trump. Let's all be real.
I don't know about
No, there was a point where Trump... I think that's bullshit. I think everybody looked at Trump as a successful guy.
Trump hasn't been a dick.
I'm saying being successful is Trump. His name was synonymous with success, and everybody wanted to be successful.
But it was a lie.
We know that now. Yeah. But as jits, we didn't know that shit.
We believe in a lie, right? Like, he was, before presidency, he was, you know, we became fans of Trump.
I mean,
say it in a certain way.
Right. I agree. Yeah, you want to go to the Trump Tower?
Yeah,
it's prestigious, you know.
Like,
yeah,
you walk into some shit that you see on TV.
Right.
Like, the reality, you could actually walk into that reality.
I think Boris is texting Trump right now.
But at the same time, look, him becoming president, right?
Definitely not.
And running the country, that's a different type of Trump. You know, like what you can't bring that Hollywood or that same way we looked at him.
Joey, what was that dance he did? Like, he came out dancing. What was that?
And it was like a reggaeton beat, right?
I was like, what the hell?
YMCA.
No, but then he did it to the reggaeton beat that you produced.
That's your favorite song, right?
It used to be.
You'd be like, why? Yeah.
Remember that time you said, dressed up like an Indian from YMCA?
Damn, bro.
Okay.
What did you say?
He said you're a Peruvian Indian.
Who said that?
Wait, man.
Okay. He's an Inca warrior, my brother. That's why
that's a native Peruvian.
Inca warrior.
All right, so Trump and Biden, whoever's president.
All right, man, let's move on, guys.
Let's move on because it's getting me
sad. It's deeper than rap. It's getting you sad?
Yeah, man. I hate talking about politics.
It's getting me sad.
You're
not voting, bro.
That's
getting me sad, too.
All right, bro. I got you next 4 years.
It's better for him not to vote.
What do you think about this? Staying on politics, but kind of leaving it.
Yeah.
What do you think about Ice Cube's take on this?
Ice Cube?
He likes Trump. No?
Ice Cube.
Rapper. Right.
Not the thing I put in my drink.
No, right.
I don't know. I haven't heard him talk about any of that. So.
Bro, what are you watching, man?
No. Man, I don't nothing.
No, that makes sense.
I mean, I'm going to be real with you. My TV nowadays is Instagram, basically.
Okay, and this is all over Instagram.
Right. So certain things, I'd be like, okay, and I just pass it and, you know.
So let me ask you, what topics interest you? What makes you think about?
Well, he's a psychologist now?
Like, what shapes your worldview?
You're trying to get into his head now?
Bro, being a good person.
Weed.
No, I want to have my farm, you know, growing my shit.
Three, a farm.
And living.
Are you going to be a plant for Halloween? Yeah.
A what?
Like, are you going to be a weed plant for Halloween?
That would be great, bro.
Yeah, you going to buy me the custom?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, ordering from your store
online.
Whatever, yeah. Yo, Wendy, he got dildos too for sale.
Oh,
know?
My God.
Are you telling me that?
No, I'm just saying, because I don't know. Your girl might be into it. I don't know.
My number one.
Yeah.
My number one customer.
Hey, listen, bro. You came to the gym with a pack, and you was like, yo, what's the feedback, girls?
Hey, you like that? Honeypleasure.com.
Hey,
look us up.
Brother, you're the one that got them.
That's my website.
This guy's in the black market.
Socrates has like a sex toy website.
What's going on with you?
It's a free market economy.
He believes in capitalism.
Capitalism, my brother.
Ownership.
Yeah, he gets them imported from China, though. Chinese dildos.
People be in quarantine, my brother. In quarantine.
You know a lot of females is using that.
People make money.
If they don't have a boyfriend,
everybody makes money, my brother.
real talk. During all this quarantine shit, all the pandemic shit, he told me people that he works with that have that site. They have two companies, and it's his partner. And they said they've been making more money during the whole pandemic.
Exactly.
Right, because everybody.
Yeah, people are home.
I honestly.
You know, you could use a cucumber if you want.
Before, because they're making a killing because of, you know, a lot of people are home. And you know, you tend to explore and to try new things.
Explanation on this.
To try new things that they could, you know. So.
And that's how your sales went up, huh?
It's not my business.
So Boris, back to you, bro. How are you? How are you shaping your worldview? What are you watching? What is it,
bro?
You watching the streets. So what's going on in the streets, man?
What are the streets telling you?
They're there. But
they got it.
What I'm trying to tell you is, I don't know, bro. I mean,
how the crackheads doing? That's what I need to know. How are they surviving this whole COVID?
Oh, they good. They're out there. They, you know. I gave some t-shirts the other day, you know. I was like, yo, my brother here.
My brother.
Since you watch the streets, are they staying 6 feet
they
apart?
They give it back.
Huh?
Are they staying 6 feet away from each other, the crackheads?
No, they're not. They're smoking with each other and they're sharing blunts and everything. So I'm telling you, it's already going everything back to normal. Like, everything is...
It's okay. It's good.
Like, nothing happened, you know?
Everything's
good. Cool, you know?
Do you think people could catch COVID from going viral?
Or smoking weed, bro.
Do you think people could catch COVID from going viral?
Or smoking weed.
I mean,
I don't think about that question.
I said,
if you go viral, I mean, it all depends.
What?
It all depends. Right.
Answer a question, bro. I mean, come on, bro. Don't play around with the question. Answer
it's a serious question, bro.
Exactly. Yes or no?
It's a serious question.
Yes or no? Do they get it or not?
No, obviously.
No, that's your answer. The answer is no.
Do they use protection?
Maybe. I mean, some people do and some people don't.
Question. Can a midget catch COVID?
Ah!
A
course. Anybody can catch it.
No, it's small, bro. They're not that big, so they can't.
Also, the smoke is right here, so since they're here.
The smoke?
Exactly.
Like a guest. You know, like some guest shit.
Sir, I got a question.
Imagine COVID was like.
But do they have to stay 6 feet?
Huh?
Do they have to stay 6 feet away from?
If they're 6 feet under people?
Obviously, you have to, bro. You have to. But people don't give a fuck.
They could be right underneath you and have a conversation.
This is all wrong, bro.
People don't care. People don't care, bro.
Even if they're a midget, they don't care. He said
they don't care, man. They don't care, man.
20-year boy stops. I got you.
The strip club is popping already. Girls dancing and everything. So it's like, what are you?
The dollars are flying.
Everything.
Are you in the strip club, Boris?
No. I've been.
You making it rain?
I've been tempted to go.
You make it rain.
But I don't got money like that, bro. No, I'm not a baller, bro. I don't.
Shit, bro.
Shit, the fuck.
Let me see. Let's find some.
Some question for him.
Some news.
Yeah, some news.
Interesting.
What else?
What do you think? McConnell says no concerns despite visible bandages and bruises. What's running out?
The battery of these two.
Oh, they are? Okay, no, all good. All good. Whatever we catch. Yeah, we'll fuck with.
We talking about the senator?
Yeah.
No, his hands are all bruised up, so the reporters were asking, like, yo, why you're all... He doesn't
want to say what happened?
Every time you
see I don't even know.
I think Trump is bullying him.
Wow.
Snuffing him, yoking him up in the hallway.
Oh, those guys are weird over there.
So what do you think happened? What do you think actually happened in the Ukraine, Boris?
It's weird up in there.
And in Nigeria?
Close enough.
It's close. It's around.
Close enough.
That's the only thing I heard. I see mad people praying for Nigeria. I'm like, what's going on? And I heard they're killing everybody and doing all types of shit.
They're killing each other, my brother.
Hide your kids. Hide your husbands.
They call it tribal war.
Right. That's what's going on.
Tribal war in Nigeria. That tribal war.
Ready for that one.
So,
hey, brother, it's healthy to laugh.
Tribal war.
Telling you, it's good for your health, brother. Trust me.
Hey, man.
That's why I'm here to provide that for you.
Thank you for keeping me healthy.
You know what I'm saying?
So, no, we're not laughing at the situation in Nigeria.
No.
Because you didn't answer the question. Tell us about the situation in Ukraine with our politicians.
I do not know what's going on. I don't know.
Do you know where Ukraine is?
Ukraine.
And the other side. The other side of the world.
Is it around Ukraine?
He just finished saying it's around Nigeria, bro.
Right there, next to it. Not that far, bro.
History teacher right here.
He's not a history teacher, bro.
It's right there. Nigeria's right there.
Just like DR and Haiti. It's right there, right.
I wasn't ready for that.
Good, man.
All right, so what is going on?
Trust me, you ain't going to be ready for a lot of things, my brother.
What's going on in Nigeria, then, since you know more about Nigeria?
Nah, I don't know. I heard they're killing each other out there.
Tribal
I'm
war,
like, yo, bro, that's just crazy, bro. That shit can happen here, too.
It's actually kind of like what's going on here.
Proud Boys. Right, but the Proud Boys.
The Cowboys?
Yeah, the Proud Boys. Remember, he asked you.
You down with them?
No, I'm not white, bro.
Okay.
You could be an Afro-Cuban.
Cool, man. Yeah, can I have an application?
I don't got them.
Whoever hears you, hopefully they send it to you.
Online.
Yeah, hopefully somebody hears you on, you know, Socrates.com.
Thank you. So, my social security number
on a serious note, you know, shout out to everybody in Nigeria and prayers to everybody in Nigeria. They're going through some real shit. They're fighting police oppression. They have like a secret police, well, not secret, but they have a police task force that goes out there and just killing people, and so
you don't see him again.
Shout out to all the people we met in South Africa, because those are the people that I first started hearing about the issue.
R.I.P. Uncle Pussy. Nah, for real. Pussy was the guy that that was his name.
Nah,
that's
real, but it's just the way he's saying it.
Yo, my Uncle Pussy.
And his segue
passed
to
away.
This.
R.I.P.
Uncanny, bro.
He's the guy that brought us into the hood in Callao.
Nah, Pussy didn't bring us into the hood.
Yeah, Pussy?
Explain. It was him. It was him.
Explain.
Trust me.
Was it a good guy?
Who's Pussy?
No, it's a guy. No, because he said, coming home, Africa.
South Africa.
Well, you know what I'm saying. It could be north, south, whatever.
I mean, that's like saying you live in Miami, you could be Miami, Washington, Canada, whatever.
All right, Miami. Yeah, South Miami.
Okay.
South Miami. So, nah, bro. Shout out to people in South Africa.
We love them.
Nah, real talk. A dude in our Peru movie, he was the hoodling, the connect.
Right.
The middleman.
Yeah. And the hood pass, basically.
Right.
That got us into the hood in Guyana, where he's originally from, but it's like, that's their hood. Right. And he was one of the OGs in the hood that, like, made sure that we was good. You know, we didn't even know it. Like, that it was like that. Like, he was that dude, but he was that dude that made sure we were good in that hood. And apparently he got shot.
Yeah, he got killed. Bro. He was in that corner.
His real nickname, because you know it's in.
Yeah, his nickname.
You know,
is
in
Pussy.
Other countries, the names are in English to them, and it sounds crazy to us. But his name was Pussy. That was his nickname, Pussy.
In the hood, yes.
That was his name.
No,
he's got the new shit. Out, yeah. It says Pussy on
it.
I'm
gonna show you guys. You just think I'm playing?
Yeah,
Pussy
nah.
Got killed.
Yeah.
That's Uncle Pussy right there. The one that says, read it. Read it aloud.
Delincuentes asesinaron a Pussy, personaje de las caras de Atahualpa.
What country is this?
Peru, my brother. Yeah. Peru.
Yeah.
That's why I'm speaking about.
Nah, he's in the dude's in the movie. In our movie. He's in the movie
too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So RIP to him, brother.
Because that was one of the hoods. That was one of the hoods that you know, you can't really go into unless you have the hood pass, like the legit hood pass. And that was one of the dudes that allowed us.
Like him. It makes sense now.
Yeah, he's one of the OGs. And it makes sense why he got shot, because, you know, if you live in that life in those places, that's what's going
to
happen, you know?
I like to talk about it because I'm very proud of that film.
Oh, yeah?
You know what I'm saying?
Of course. We're all very proud of that film.
Like, he did that for me, and then, you know, that shit just opened up a separate lane for me at Peru.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Yeah, my brother. And everything just keeps growing, you know, little by little.
So you have a lot of connection now in Peru?
Oh, what, bro?
Nah, he's the guy in Peru, bro.
He's the guy in Peru? Yeah.
Yeah, bro. He
Boss Boris.
Yeah, man.
Like, yeah, man.
Have
you
been back after the movie?
A lot.
Of course, a lot.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend. I will go back to do music. Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice, man.
Not Pussy, but girlfriends.
With a joint, you know. But yeah, bro. But yeah, man. That film actually changed a lot of things for me.
So it opened doors for you.
Yeah, and then now. Everybody from my country, like, you know, like,
okay, so
they look up to me because of what I'm doing here, what I'm doing with him. Huh?
Since you got that clout, since you have that
clout. I don't chase clout, brother.
Listen, man, wait, listen.
Come on, bro. That's not the way he meant it, man.
I'm just joking.
Anyway,
it's a joke.
Yeah. Since you got that following, right?
Right.
You got that respect.
Right. That's
what you're going to do with that now.
Ooh. Oh, I'm gonna do a lot of things.
You got the juice, Boris.
My plan is to grab onto the whole South America and
we
do
gotta
something.
Start in Peru first.
I already got something going in Peru.
So I'm trying to
build different, you know.
He wants to do a studio in Machu Picchu, bro.
That would be crazy, yo. That would be insane, bro.
In the ruins.
Everybody will go to that studio to go with the music for real.
Beats in the Machu Picchu.
man.
From Inkland.
That should be dope, man. But yeah, bro.
Inca Records. Okay. No. Inca Records in the house.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you.
You call them the Inca Record, bro.
We have already Inca's Mob.
Oh, I like
that's
that. IncaMob.com. Yeah.
That's my crew.
I like that.
Boy, expanding.
Nah,
bro. Nah, Boris doing the
same. I'm telling you. I'm not just trying to sit here and stay here, bro.
I'm proud of Boris because he did the right thing. We went to his country. He linked with the people in his country. And when we got back, he made sure he networked that network. He's kept it strong.
Yeah,
those relationships, he elaborated on them, and he kept moving. That's what everybody should do.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I learned that from them.
Connect.
It's all about building relationships.
Y'all gotta see that.
Once it's solid, then anything else can happen.
But they connect from Orlando. You always go. Are they from Peru also? Like, people from Peru, no?
Orlando?
The connection that you have, that you had to go to Orlando to make music.
No. I go to Orlando to go see my brother SPK.
Damn, Socrates is really watching your...
But he knows.
He reads your blog.
He knows.
My brother.
But yeah,
he's the only one that come.
That's, you know, that's the part of the Militamen family, you know.
Nori's crew, yeah.
Crew and stuff.
Okay, but it's not we always Peru.
No.
That's here. That's here in the U.S. All right, yeah, got you. My Dominican homies, you know.
Hey! Shout out to all Dominicans.
Washington Heights.
Hey, for life.
Queens, too.
Queens, left. Yeah, all that, you know what I'm saying. But yeah, man.
I like that. I like
So I'm just trying to, you know.
Hey, how's the music going on over there?
I'm just trying to put my seed everywhere.
Is it growing?
Where?
Oh, is it growing?
Peru is growing alive. Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Ladies,
my guys that I work with, they're already doing
Boris, big Boris festivals. They're doing vegetables?
Festivals. Oh. They're doing, you know, 20,000 people.
They growing vegetables.
We're talking about they doing shows on TV already. They're already monetizing. They're making money off of music. So that's good to me. You know, I don't ask them for anything, but they know they owe me a check.
That was like reverse psychology, hypocrisy. They owe me anything, but they know they owe me a check.
I'm the type of guy, I'm like, all right, cool, make bread off my music. All right, cool. Keep doing that. But when that...
Sounds like animosity right there.
But when that deal comes, remember...
Remember what?
I'm just saying. Oh, they got to remember. They can't forget. I gave them the first two international features for them. And that gave them a lot of, you know, attention. And that's how they've been progressing. So I was part of their push. And then, you know, here in Miami, you know, the support from everybody here, that helps us a lot too, you know? Because they see that, oh, man.
I mean, they get the cosign from
Yeah, they
from
get the cosign,
yeah.
Right. And then he's already been there, so they want him to go back again to Peru.
Nah, I definitely want
to
go back.
To see the difference from where we went to now, it changed a lot.
How many years has it been since you've been out?
Bro, the last time I went, it was last year.
No,
last
but the film was the film. 2014, I think?
2013.
13?
Yeah. Whoa, 8 years? 7 years?
Yeah, man.
And then through all those years, I kept
such a
relationship.
But it was a great experience, man.
I've seen that long.
Yeah, yeah, man. So, you know, I come from, you know, building like a family, you know, as friends.
A little pyramid.
And it becomes...
Like Legos.
Yeah.
Legos?
Legos are
like how
pieces.
How does that...
And you're building up.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Like Legos. You're right.
So good. I got you.
Yo, brother. He's right.
Yo, we only got 15 more minutes left in this podcast,
yeah,
guys.
Let's do it.
So let it rip.
Hey!
I already speak on my shit, huh?
Chicken wing. Where the chicken wings at?
Chicken wings.
I don't know, but I'm gonna get another beer. Anybody want one? You want one, brother?
If you got some.
Now we got more.
I had a.
Socrates only like
good.
Sam.
Monster are great, but my beer is.
You only like Sam. Too. Sam, your boy Sam.
Sam Adams, my brother. Sam Adams.
Sam needs to fucking send you a case already.
I know,
by
right?
Now,
bro. Should, man. I don't know, bro. I've been doing for them.
Ask me a question.
One last question, man. You know,
go ahead. Talk.
Does this scene, how do you see the scene in you know, music scene, the hip hop and all that stuff in Peru?
Oh,
in
Peru
is
growing, bro.
So many
more talent every day come, like, bro. And I'm like the type of person to help. Like, I like to help. I don't ask for anything. I'm like, yo, just. Let's help you out, and then, you know, that's what I do. A lot of people over there don't want to help nobody. They just want to do it because of the money or they see it as a business. I don't see it like that. I'm seeing
that
guy could become something in 5 years, and then he's going to know who helped him or who didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
So then that's to show you what type of person he is.
Have you trying to, like, link up with, like, other countries?
I am. That's where I'm going to get to. That's why I'm establishing myself.
No, but have you?
I'm already established in Peru.
Right.
And now I'm working with pioneers in Colombia. Working with pioneers in Chile. I'm about to start working with some Argentinians. So eventually, I'm working, right? All right, cool. Right. I'll do you this favor. But eventually, when it's time for me to do my project, that's what I'm going to do. A whole, just like what EFN did with his project.
Mm-hmm.
You see how he just grabbed
the artists? Together?
I'm going to do the same thing, but just South America.
Gotcha.
So put Argentina with Chile, fucking Peru with Bolivia, and Peru with whoever it is, Ecuador,
Venezuela,
exactly.
Brazil
too. I haven't yet,
no.
But eventually
they got a lot of good beats.
Of course, bro, they really got. I know, wow. I know one of there's a producer out there. I forget his name, but he's working with my guys, and they got super talented, bro. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I done shit here in the U.S., but it's like. I'm thinking, I'm not
more,
just,
more,
like,
more,
I know a lot of dudes that they just sitting here. Like their brain is here. Oh, look, let me work with this guy. Let me. All right, fine. You guys keep doing your thing here in America. I'm gonna go international.
So let me ask you a question.
I'm about to do some people in Spain too. You know,
going international, right?
I'm trying to like move my brand everywhere.
But as you're moving your brand everywhere,
right?
Like, what's your game plan though? Like, are you strategizing? All let me hit Peru first because I already have that in my pocket.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
So I mean, it's, you know, by country, right? Like.
Yeah, little by little. Right. Little by little.
Is it a game plan you got, or is it just something?
No, I'm just saying, eventually, you're going to see, bros. I don't like to talk too much of what I'm trying to do, because I don't like people to, like, you know. Like,
Do your stuff.
I only talk to you guys right now, and obviously everybody fucking going to hear this shit.
What is the plan? Generally speaking, what is your plan? Like, what is your goal?
Don't worry about the plan. That's just going to flow, and you're going to see what the plan is.
So what is it we got to look out for? What are we looking out for? We're looking out for music.
Oh, you're going to look out for nowadays, producers are artists now, too. So you understand what I'm saying?
I'm just trying to say, like,
all right, producers are artists. So basically, I'm an artist now. So So we're going to do collaborations. Where Beats in the Hood featuring such and such.
Are you going to have Vanilla Ice on one of your tracks?
Cheers, I would love to. I mean, I don't know if he will even do that with me.
The king of Peru.
You didn't bring one right here.
I'm just working, bro.
You
don't want to
drink
one of those,
bro.
He's
going to drink one after. You going to drink one after?
Yeah.
One before we leave.
But, you know, it's all about putting in the work, bro. Yeah. I come from putting in the work, you know? Like, I came out a good...
I'm interested in international plans.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't like to talk about too much.
You're just going to see it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't like to talk about too many things that I'm doing.
That's real.
Eventually, because I don't want to jinx it and then nothing happens, and then I look like an idiot.
Right.
I don't want to talk about it until it's already going.
So to
and
you,
then
it's
I'll
coming,
be like, yo,
it's coming,
winning.
It's coming.
I got some shit. Look, this is what I got.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then, yeah, bro, that's about it, bro.
So it's like about
just working,
it's like giving back kind of thing, right?
Yeah, bro. Giving back, you know, and then things will come. You know, like he always told me, don't expect nothing from nobody. And because of me doing that, now the things is coming by himself. I'm not chasing it. Like, I didn't chase the money, so now, but the money.
But the
you know,
check is
about
in the mail,
money.
Brother.
Exactly.
The check is in
he
the
always
mail.
Told me, yo, when you do music with Nori, for instance, he's our good friend, close friend. He's like, yo, don't expect no money, nothing, right? I'm like, all right, cool. I always did that. That's just already giving me exposure, him jumping on one of my beats, right? A major artist, boom, boom, boom. But out of nowhere, you know, he got a deal. They give him a budget, and then, boom, I had a nice check in my mail in my house.
Nice.
So that was my first paycheck.
Introduction,
you know,
music, introduction
I guess,
to music.
You can say, you know. I got to pay, you know, under the table and shit like that for me, music, but... That was like the, you know, mass appeal cutting the check.
That was a motivation.
So if I see that, you know. I got all the things in the works.
You do a lot of things, right? So
right.
All the things that
he's a worldly doing, man.
What is your other most prized possession of other things you did? Like what of your jobs or projects?
Nah, bro. I see myself being an old ass man playing the guitar.
No, I'm just saying. But what other projects have you done?
Yeah, for the rest of my life.
The question
until I
is,
die.
For the rest of his life. Done?
Yeah.
For an eternity, he's playing guitar. That sounds like hell to me, bro.
Ask this question.
Bro? I just, bro.
I lost. Listen, the question was.
What was your question?
Out of everything you have done,
right?
What is your other major accomplishment?
Oh no, I still got a lot
not
more.
Not the proud boys, but what you're proud of?
Oh, I'm proud of everything.
So give us an idea of something else that rings a bell.
Bro.
What's the first thing you think of? Your major one that you wake up every day like, I'm glad I did that. I'm glad I made that happen.
Landing with Crazy Hood at a very young age.
Okay. He landed on us. We're in an airport.
Right.
Oh, so you land on Plymouth Rock?
Yeah. I landed with Eddie
Plymouth
Gaines.
Rock,
what
you landed on
Eddie Gaines.
Was you marching to the
we
civil rights
land
movement?
Eddie Gaines.
He landed on
Plymouth Rock. Landed on
and
us.
And if I know all the streets of Miami, it's because Crazy Hood, like I said, we was moving around a lot. In the truck,
okay,
I was with Eddie everywhere, bro. In the hood, Carol City.
So the foundation.
Me and Eddie were only Chicos and Martin Luther King Park. And you know how that is. Urban.
Mad races,
super
bro.
Urban.
You know how that is.
So, no, I'm saying? No,
Miami
but.
City.
Just,
I don't
know just to tell you.
Yeah,
just to you tell you.
Wingwood.
Just to tell you
South
that,
Beach.
You know,
talk
like,
to me.
I'm not afraid to be, you know what I'm saying?
All over the place.
You know what I'm saying? What are you saying, bro?
You're not afraid to be domestic and international.
Hey. Right.
Yeah.
International man of mystery.
Salute, bro.
Thank you, brother.
All right, man. I think we should end it before
you. Yeah. This is done. Another one.
So you are voting for Sarah Palin, right?
Sarah Palin, who's that?
Let's end it.
All right, for sure. Let's go.
Thank you for having me, guys.
All right, great story, Eric, brother.
Love y'all, bro.
All right, brother. Peace.